This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Okay, so correction. I was totally wrong about Snooty. Snooty is apparently still alive. There's a story
That's
here.
That's what they want you to believe.
Well, that was one of the old...
Snooty doesn't even exist. It's a mirage, a hologram.
No, you can touch him, can't you?
Nobody yeah, I've touch had, him. That's I've virtual had, reality, sir.
I've had
They
his...
just want you to think that you're touching Snooty.
They didn't
There's
have
no
that
such
in the 80s.
Thing as a manatee.
No.
It's all part of the conspiracy of the flat earthers and something, something...
I've fed that animal with a fetid breath
cabbage
and lettuce. I can assure you it is alive and stinking.
Yep, they've got him in a little pool over
alive
at,
and stinking.
What is that place called, Mark, where they have
Florida?
Him?
The Bishop Planetarium.
Yeah, I know it's at the, but it's not actually in the Bishop Planetarium. There's some museum that's attached to the Bishop Planetarium.
Southwest Florida Museum.
Okay, that could be it. Anyway, story from OrlandoSentinel.com. Don't believe everything you read on the internet, especially if it's about the world's oldest living manatee dying. A death hoax about then 66-year-old Snooty, this was written in October of 2014, circulated on Facebook earlier this week, but luckily Snooty is still alive and swimming, according to the Bradenton Herald. Officials at the South Florida Museum in Bradenton, where
we used
Snooty
to call that
home.
The mullet wrapper.
The museum?
No, the Bradenton Herald.
Oh, okay.
Genius.
Where Snooty calls home, told the Herald they've been receiving calls asking about the sea cow's health, and they were happy to report he's doing just fine. As you may have guessed, Manatee County residents were distraught when they heard the news of the death of the city's mascot. When the South Florida Museum addressed the rumor on its Facebook page, dozens of people commented to let out a virtual sigh of relief.
I'm convinced that since this thing is the mascot of the city, it will never die. It's going to be like Shamu, to where they'll just keep replacing it, and somebody will be like, didn't Snooty used to, be a little different? Never do. Oh, well, those things get old.
Didn't he get cut up by some boat a long time ago? And that's
I think he's got some scars,
yeah.
But yeah. Okay, so...
What are you supposed to do as a boater? There's some sort of rule about...
Don't
molest the manatees.
No wakes.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Well, manatees live for a long time, especially if you keep them in a pool where they aren't going to get run over by boats and those sorts of things.
Yep. Most things live longer when they don't get run over by boats.
Yep. Yeah. For instance, squirrels... you can expect them to live on average 2 years. If you keep
they
one
don't get run over by boats. They get run over by cars.
If you keep one in a cage, on the other hand, it's going to live for 20. So
yeah.
A natural lifespan is a difficult thing to sort of ascertain for an animal.
I almost ran over a squirrel on my bicycle a couple of days ago.
That could be a pretty good trick.
All right.
Well, I didn't intend to. The little guy was in the sidewalk and got confused and like ran back and forth in front of me before darting out of the way.
Yeah, you think he was confused? He might have just been trying to trip you.
So maybe. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, Bruce in California, listening to K Talks. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bruce.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Oh, several years ago, I'm commenting on the subsidies. Several years ago, I remember reading or hearing that about, we're not just talking about little mom and pop farmers. We're talking mega agri investors, and I think Bob Dole was involved in that. But I mean, there's a lot of senators and big people that own big farms, and they're the ones getting all that money.
Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
As I understand it, if you get a large tract of land, the first thing you want to do is get some kind of farming going on it simply for the huge tax benefits that you get. I don't know. As a pig farmer, I am not familiar with these tax benefits, but, nonetheless, that's...
Call up Ted Turner.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, he gets millions every year because he owns some farmland in Montana.
Sweet.
Okay, well, that's That's exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, guys, I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate you being out there. Thanks. Great point tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, looking at the Snooty the Manatee thing where they and there was a hoax saying he passed away, apparently it fooled Fox 13 Tampa Bay.
Oh, boy.
So you had major news outlets in
Are you trying
Tampa
to make yourself feel better for claiming that manatees lived 20 years? Is that what you're...
No, I said... I said dozens of years. Well, yeah, that's what I said.
That's
dozens.
A nice dodge from 24 to, well, how many is dozens? When
dozens
does it stop?
Can be many, many
144
dozens.
Years?
That could be. That would be dozens. That's right.
A hundred dozen.
Right,
possibly.
100 dozen. Like, right. Manatees lived to 1,200
like,
years old.
It's like
obviously.
The whole thing of. I have, you know, done this a number of times. Well, that number could be zero because zero technically is a number.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
He is cute, though, Snooty. He's kind of adorable. Let's go to Dave. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. It's been a long time since you've called the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Graced us with your presence.
I would like to address an issue.
I'd rather have Dave on than Ricky, I got to tell you, any day.
Yeah.
I'll take Dave.
Okay.
More coherent.
Yep. Dave, can
go
you
ahead,
put things together?
Okay. When you put in my name in a Google search engine, Dave Greeley from Poughkeepsie, New York, the message board comes up. I would like to have the message board taken down, please.
You want the message board taken down. You mean the Free Talk Live's BBS?
Yes, because when you put in my name and Dave Greeley, Poughkeepsie, New York, the whole BBS thing comes up, and there's some stuff on there that is false accusations. I would like to have the board taken down, please.
We're not going to remove a portion of our website.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk a little bit about what Dave's talking about here. For our listeners that are new to the show, for many years, for like more than a decade, Free Talk Live had a fairly active, in the beginning, forum until Facebook came along and basically destroyed forums.
Killed it like it killed most forums.
So we ran it for several years after Facebook, and it just never really came back. So eventually we retired this BBS. We call it the BBS, but it's a forum. We retired it.
My favorite part was the rubber room for trolls.
Yeah, and in the retirement process, basically, we decided to keep the BBS online, keep all of the posts online, but make it so nobody could sign up and post. So at this point, the BBS is still there. All of the posts that are so popular are still there, like the Excellent Breasts thread, which is a huge thing, where if you actually Google Excellent Breasts, at least it was this way in the past.
It is hurting my chances of getting a job, guys. It is hurting my chances of getting a job. When you put in my name, Dave Greeley, Poughkeepsie, New York, the board comes up, and I'm asking is to have the board taken down.
Dave, there's also a YouTube video. There's Craigslist stuff that comes up.
What you're referring to, Dave, just to be clear, is a thread where you go toe-to-toe with some of the board members and trolls. So it's basically the BBS became a troll zone where it was just trolls versus trolls constantly. And so,
that would be a good video game.
Troll zone?
Trolls versus trolls. There was spy versus spy.
Yep.
So trolls versus trolls. Well,
spy versus spy was an okay game. It was better.
All I want is the board taken down.
All I want is the board taken down. That's ridiculous. Why not ask for the whole freetalklive.com to come down?
His thread to come
why
down.
Why shouldn't the internet just go away because some shift manager at Subway might see your name online?
Have you ever heard of the Streisand effect?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, people are visiting the board right now.
Guys, this is no laughing matter. I just want that board taken down because, he's
misspeaking. What he's talking about is the thread. He wants the thread about him to be...
Oh, just one thread?
That's what he means. You don't want to see the whole thing shut down. You just want to see the part
Dave
about
Grady
you.
Appreciation thread
yeah,
is
that
the
one.
Title of it.
Hey, Dave, instead of calling and making demands, why don't you offer $100 an hour for IT work and I'm sure somebody would be happy.
Because somebody's got to go in there and actually log in to this BBS that has been offline, basically, as far as there aren't logins allowed. So we have to set it up to where, an administrator can go in there and delete the thread. But that presumes that you aren't guilty for that thread's existence. And, Dave, you're part of that thread. That thread is all about you because you fed into that thread.
I just want the thread taken down.
You fought for I don't know how many days. I don't know how many pages that damn thing is. Are you on it right now, Daryl?
I'm on it. Thread? It's only 3 pages.
Only 3 pages? Okay. There's probably some other threads about Dave on the forum because there are people who've been... Well, hang on, Dave. Let's talk about this a little bit further. Because this does bring up a larger question. Actually, Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show was asked to take down a cop block video that he made recently because somebody who was in it decided they didn't want the video to be online. So should those requests be honored? And I think there's some opinions about this. 855-450-FREE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When should you, if you are a web content creator, when should you honor a request for a takedown? The content we're talking about in this case was brought up by Dave, who called in tonight to demand, as he has demanded in a few different emails that he has sent me over the last, let's see, couple of years, I think. Let's see if I can pull
He's
them up.
He's badgered me online about it, too.
And I would say, Ian, and you asked the question of, as a web content creator, when should you honor a request? I don't think you can give an actual answer to this. There is no black and white. It's a bunch of shades of gray.
I will say, however, that if you want content taken down, that an effective means is not typing in caps and calling people names.
Yes, I would agree with that.
And demanding. Don't demand.
Right. And I guess it feels like it's been longer than it has that he has been demanding this. He did demand it on May 27th in an email entitled, "Please delete BBS thread as I am trying to get a job." And then he links to the thread, the Dave Grady appreciation thread, and then further in all caps, "And this thread doesn't make me look good. Thank you." I guess you did say please and thank you in the thread. He is Dave, calling from New York. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, what has actually happened when you've tried to get a job? Has there been someone who has told you, no, we can't give you this job because some people wrote some bad things about you on the internet?
I had a job for a couple of like a week and a half. I'm not going to say what it was or anything about it, but all I want is just that certain portion of the board.
Yeah, we know what you want, but you didn't answer my question. So we know you don't like that thread about you, because, and apparently, Daryl, you've been looking through it. It doesn't actually have any posts from Dave in it.
This particular thread does not. They do link over to his OKCupid profile.
Oh, no.
And I can't stop laughing.
Okay, well, now it would only be fair if you actually shared the OKCupid profile on our Facebook page so other people
I will.
Can see
That's
it.
Not nice.
Sure it is. It sounds really funny, so we want to share the laughs with everybody. That is a nice thing to do. So, Dave, so what you didn't answer, though, was there any kind of indication that this thread in particular had harmed your chances of keeping that job or getting another job?
Yes.
How so? Please describe.
Because when you Google my name, that's when you Google Dave Grady Kitchen New York, you know, that the BBS comes up with that thread.
No, that's right. Not an indicator.
When I Google, that will come up. You're right. However, I'm not going to give you a job. So my question is the guy is the shift manager at Dunkin' Donuts, are they doing that? And they're saying, sorry, you don't meet our standards? I mean, exactly what's occurring?
It's just hurting my chances of getting a job because when you fill out an application and you give it to a prospective employer or whatever, and when you go for an interview or whatever, and they make all these decisions, you know, and they put in your name into a search engine and they see what comes up, you know, we don't want this person. Well, we'll take somebody else who's a total stranger.
Now, have you also contacted Craigslist to take down your posts or the posts about you from Hudson Valley Rants and Raves?
All you have to do is just flag them and they go away.
So, Dave, let's give our listeners a little bit of history. You called the show for the first time, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or something like that. It's been a little while now.
It's been a while.
And you were a regular caller, frequently calling about things that make you angry. And one of the things I think you ever called about was how angry you were about the way you've been treated on the internet. And so we gave you some advice, not knowing who you were and not knowing anything about your past and what you've done on the internet to deserve the treatment that you've received. We gave you some advice of, hey, if you're getting a bad response in certain forums, then you shouldn't go to those forums and you should go to a place where you're going to have a more positive experience. But then, as it turned out, it really ended up being that you created the experience for yourself because you tend to be fairly rude towards other people on forums. You stirred it up on the Free Talk Live BBS, and it was that was one of the reasons why the Dave Grady appreciation thread was created, I believe, because you continue to come onto the forum under different names. And the administrators had to keep banning you for whatever reason. I forget. You know, I didn't pay close attention because I just there was so much going on at that time that I didn't have the ability to do that. But for whatever reason, the administrators decided they wanted to ban you from the forum, and you disrespected that by continuing to come back to the forum. You were known prior to the Free Talk Live BBS, like on the Craigslist and the other Hudson Valley local forums there, to be a troll, to be somebody who was just up there to stir it up and to cause trouble and to argue with people and to call people names. Do you deny doing those things?
All I want is just, you know, just
I guys. I do miss Dave and all his repetitions.
So,
and,
Dave, let me ask you this.
It's been too long,
Don't
Dave.
You think there's an obligation that Free Talk Live has to leave that thread up so that people get a fair warning of what it's like to deal with Dave Grady online?
No.
So you think you should just be able to you know, trounce about online, you know, going and just, you know, disturbing things in people's forums and then, you know, have that stuff taken down so that you can go do it someplace else?
Oh, guys, please. I'm just asking nicely just to have that thread deleted and taken down.
Hold on. I've got an idea because we are doing a fundraiser to try to expand the satellite.
Yep.
How about we put this up for an auction to where people can, you know, like whoever makes the largest donation gets to decide whether this thread stays or goes.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Dave, do you have some money you could donate? Because you could be our number one. We've only had a dozen or 13 donations so far. So, you know, a few hundred bucks. I think several hundred bucks would take it, Dave. Maybe like 500. I think our highest donation so far has been $300.
I'm unemployed. I'm looking for a job.
Hey,
aren't you on welfare?
The what?
Aren't you on welfare?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm looking at your OkCupid profile here. Are you really only 5'1"?
No, I'm like almost 6, whatever, almost 6 feet. You know,
did you just type this in wrong?
Why would you put in that you were 5'1" if you're almost 6 feet? That's like misrepresenting.
It's a really bad idea.
Yeah, that's misrepresenting yourself, Dave.
I'm almost as tall as like a door. When you open a door, it's like
door. I'm almost as tall as a door.
What?
Now, Dave, for those you know how to use a tape measure, right? this isn't difficult. Most people can answer the question, "How tall am I?"
If you,
give me centimeters, I can figure it out.
But just the point being, guys, I'm asking nicely, guys, because, like, you know,
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that, Dave. But you haven't been very nice over your entire life, and that's what has created the Dave Grady Appreciation thread. There are people in that thread who've been following you around the internet for years because you go onto internet forums and cause trouble. And so you have created this group of, I wouldn't call them groupies because they don't like you, but they're followers, basically, and they will go to wherever they can find you on the internet and make your life difficult. But you've created this for yourself, Dave. And so we're going to get some other people's opinions on this here. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. If anybody wants to weigh in on whether or not Free Talk Live should remove Dave's thread, should we go ahead with Daryl's idea of the highest bidder on the satellite fundraiser gets to decide, if you want to weigh in, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So, Daryl, what percentage match are you with Dave and Poughkeepsie?
19.
Ooh, I'm 38% match with Dave and Poughkeepsie on OKCupid. His profile, Hudson Valley Guy, which is his name, was his name on YouTube.
Yes.
When we first had Dave in New York call the show, we learned very quickly about his YouTube channel. I forget how we figured it out, but we found the channel. Because I think he talked about it. I think he actually talked about it.
He talked about it.
And
talked about what, I think at one time he had like five YouTube channels, and he talked about one of them, and we found all five, and he has since deleted all of the videos.
I was so sad that he deleted those videos, because some of them were really comedy gold. Unintentional comedy gold, but nonetheless, they were pretty hilarious. Maybe he'll get to making those videos again. Anyway, he called in a moment ago asking us to remove a thread about him from our Free Talk Live BBS, which is the forum that we had up for many years and still stands today, but just more of as an archive than anything because it's not open to new signups and users cannot log in and post. And so he's asking us to remove it. He claims he's having a difficult time finding a job. But to be clear, Dave has always had a difficult time finding a job.
And he doesn't claim that it's in any way related. Like, there's no story about how, there's some kind of relation between this particular thread and him getting a job. Because, well, the Internet's replete with Dave's shenanigans.
Yeah, he's been around being an awful, awful person on the internet for years before he ever called Free Talk Live.
I'm pretty sure that OkCupid profile of his is going to be a much bigger problem than that threat.
He has put up a few videos on his YouTube channel again.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, we'll
he has a seven-second art film of him opening his P.O. box.
Okay. Well, he does some of those weird art films every now and then.
And I'm using the term art film very, very, very liberally.
You know, maybe Dave just isn't getting a good night's sleep, and he needs to try out MyPillow. If he goes to MyPillow.com and uses code FTL, he can get a MyPillow and another MyPillow for free when use code FTL over at MyPillow.com. Why would you want the MyPillow? Because it works very well. If whether you've got headaches chronically or back pain or not, this is a great pillow. I've been using it recently. In fact, all three of us have the MyPillow, and it is the best pillow that I've ever used. You can wash it in your washer and dry it in your dryer. So if you're preparing yourself, your bedroom, if you're Dave and you've got a new date coming in and you're getting things ready, you can actually wash and dry your pillows to make sure they are as clean as they possibly can be, because you never know how much sweat and dirt and who knows what else is getting into your older pillows over time. It's a great product, and it does a great job of actually sort of molding to your neck and helping hold your neck in a proper position. And it works great. If you don't agree after you buy it, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you really have nothing to lose here. Just go to MyPillow.com. Plus, there's a 10-year warranty on the product itself. You can use code FTL to get an extra pillow free or get half off your just one pillow. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go to Francis, calling from Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Francis.
Hey, Dave. Welcome back, Dave. Oh, my God. So... like four or five years ago, I was like an Obama bot, and I probably like listened to like a little bit of Alex Jones or whatever, and I like came across you guys, and there was Dave, and Dave is a horrible, horrible human being. He was like the worst internet troll I've ever heard. He's worse than Raul, worse than Sarah, worse than anybody. And Dave deserves what he gets. Auction. I say auction.
How much are you bidding?
I will bid $25.
There you go.
Okay, so wait, are we doing an auction or are we doing an actual you got a bid in order to be bidding? Like, meaning that
let's do an auction. But
there's a fundraiser going on. Right,
there's
now
a fundraiser going on. Well, the way silent auctions work, and this would be slightly different from a silent auction because you would actually have to wind up, verbalizing.
You have to put money down.
Right, but no, so at the NHLA dinner a couple of weeks ago, they had a silent auction, and at the end of no more bids accepted, whoever was the highest person had to then pay up.
Right.
So let's
That's not going to get as much money, though.
Right, that...
if we make it so anybody who's the highest, whoever the highest bidder is,
whoever actually donates the most money to
the satellite fundraiser,
gets to make the say.
All right, I'm in agreement with that here. Should we remove Dave's his offensive thread, the thread on the Free Talk Live BBS that he doesn't like? The top bidder of the LRN.FM fundraiser will get to be the decider.
Well, where does one go
on that? You can go to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm.
And what we're talking about here is just funding for satellite distribution on free-to-air satellites across Africa, Europe, and North America. Is that right?
Well, we'd like to add Europe, but right now we are covering North and Central America and most of Africa, so sub-Saharan Africa. So please go to fund.lrn.fm and dig deep, because Dave is counting on you. Now, a question for you, Francis. Were you one of the people who knew who Dave was before you found Free Talk Live?
He was just like a Ralph guy to me. And so, and like, Ralph is like a troll. And, like, I'm like a black dude, and I was like an Obama bot back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, broke through Ron Paul or whatever, just stumbled upon Liberty. And I think this is a great lesson for Dave and self-responsibility. Like, same thing with Sarah. Like, Sarah has no job. She's, like, not trying to work. And it's, like, it's just a little self-responsibility for your own actions in life. So
Francis,
it's a long way.
Thanks for weighing in tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks in advance if you do throw something into the satellite fundraiser. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. So this brings up a larger question, though, of generally, not just Dave, because Dave's been a, you know, he's been pretty rude over the years. He's not really good with people, and he's done all of this to himself, essentially. But there are other people who will request from time to time content being taken down. Rob Mathias just got a request. He's the host of the Rebel Love Show, one of the bloggers at freekeen.com. He recorded video at a cop watch or a cop block checkpoint where there was a DUI checkpoint going on. The cop blockers went down there, and he recorded video of some guy who apparently was honking in favor of the cop blockers. So not a, so he was against the DUI checkpoint in favor of the cop blockers. And I guess this dude who was honking ended up getting pulled over by the police because he was honking, the police went after him for it. Now this dude is going to court over this matter, and he contacted Rob to ask him to remove the video. And so Rob was asking people online today, you know, what's your opinion about this? Should I go ahead and take this down? And I think that generally my response is, yes, I will remove something if someone is nice about when they how they ask about that. And if I don't think there's some sort of critical reason to have the video up. So if, you know, generally my belief is if I come across a scene with somebody interacting with the police, I will generally respect the request of the individual interacting with the police. So I will ask before I start recording typically, hey, do you mind if I stand here and record this? Some people do mind. They don't want to be seen on YouTube being pulled over. They don't want mom to see them or whoever it is. They don't want to see them on YouTube. So they don't want it to happen. And so in that case, I'll sometimes just walk away entirely because, hey, if you don't want me to record it, you probably don't want me here at all.
What am I doing here?
See you later. Those that do want me to record it, I'll stand there and you know, quietly record their interaction. And so it really just depends on how people behave. Now, if all of a sudden the police start beating somebody that they told me to not record and I'm still around for it, odds are good I'm going to record that.
Change.
Yeah, odds are good I'm just going to go ahead and make the decision to disrespect their request and record it. But overall, I think that you should respect requests like that from someone who's treating you with respect.
I get where you're coming from, but I really dislike the Internet's horde of homework providers. Mm-hmm. You know, as a talk show host, everybody wants me to do something, and none of them want to provide any money to do it. So when somebody says, hey, take this down, that's tech work. It may only take you 10 minutes to do it, but hey, what's your time worth?
You can share your thoughts on takedown requests, 855-450-FREE.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can get interactive on our website for free. But if you like what we're doing with Free Talk Live, then please become Free Talk Live Amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our site. And it's $5 a month. And that's $5 a month that we can invest into Free Talk Live that will help us get on new radio stations. We've got a new one coming on this Sunday. We can't say which one yet, but stay tuned. We'll keep you informed about that. New Mexico, I can say that much. We're going to be in New Mexico, which is good news.
We're in New Mexico.
We're going to be in a different place in New Mexico. So we'll keep you informed about that. But it's your $5 a month, your AMP dollars, that are helping make that growth possible. So please, AMP the show and get perks like access to the AMP-only call and lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only podcast. And get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, AMP. .freetalklive.com. By the way, breaking news, according to RT.com, WikiLeaks has now released voicemails from the Democratic National Committee. Ooh. So we had just about a week ago, WikiLeaks released 20,000-plus emails between Democratic National Committee members that you can go to their website and you can actually search through. And now there are about, 29 MP3s that have been released.
Just 29?
Yep, just 29 of them, which makes it so relatively easy to listen to them all.
Yeah.
Between, I don't know, I guess supposedly some voicemails left for Democratic National Committee members. Anyways, pretty much breaking news as of right now. If you hear something that you want to share with us, you're welcome to. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to go to Skype again here. Ian is back on the line. He had a really bad connection earlier, but he has actually cleaned it up. Ian in China, are you with us?
Yes, I've cleaned up my act.
You sure have. All right, thank you.
Sounds much better.
Yeah, we can actually now listen to you and pleasantly understand what you're saying. So what else were you calling in tonight about? Something about Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, the Chinese are scared to death of this guy.
Really?
Oh, the government, they're as bad as CNN. Anytime they open their mouth about Trump, you know it's going to be followed by a list of expletives.
The Chinese people on television or just Chinese people on the streets?
TV and radio. The people on the streets don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about anything.
So is the idea that Trump is going to increase tariffs and possibly start a war? What's the fear?
The big fear is that Trump is going to make things fair. The people understand. They admit to you openly, China has been putting the screws to the U.S. for a long time. And here's Trump saying, not anymore. And the people are thinking, okay, that's going to take our poorly managed economy and hurt it even more.
So what are the proposals that Trump has been making?
Okay, real proposals or proposals as the Beijing government lets them hear?
Well, I'd love to know the ones that Beijing says, because, you know, with a Trump proposal, you don't even know what's true and what's false. He just kind of, you know, he just kind of says things during interviews.
He does. I love Trump because he just sort of says, here's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Well, Beijing, let's see. Trump is planning on building up the South China Sea with the entire 7th Fleet. And covering the ocean with a cordon of long-range bombers. He's planning on telling all American firms, get out of China or we'll confiscate your assets and jail your CEOs.
So that's what the Beijing media is telling the Chinese people.
Oh, yes.
What is Trump actually saying?
Well, I'm not in Beijing.
Okay.
Where it's sort of watered down because, you know, I went to China for 2 weeks in Beijing. I'm an expert on China. Go home.
Right. How long have you lived in China?
20 years.
Wow. Okay. I'd say that qualifies you as close to an expert.
Well, you know what an expert is. We don't have to go there.
A person from out of town?
An expert. That's a drip under pressure. A has-been drip under pressure. An expert.
Gotcha.
I came to China originally with the doctors. It was one of the earlier versions of Doctors Cross Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back again and settled down during the SARS epidemic, which was considerably more than we expected and a lot more than the world heard about.
Hmm. Well, interesting. It definitely seems like Trump has been using China as a bad guy in some of his proposals. I don't have them in front of me. I just remember hearing that he's been sort of positioning China as though that they're some sort of an enemy when they're really just
to be honest.
Go ahead.
China is, in large part, the bad guy when it comes to their currency manipulation. But right here in one of the cities near where I live, they just announced to 40,000 steel workers that they're getting a 45% reduction in pay because America won't accept dumped steel anymore.
So is it a state-run steel manufacturer?
Every major manufacturer is state-run.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting place. And, of course, Hong Kong still ranks as the number one most economically free place in the entire globe because apparently China's been relatively hands-off with Hong Kong. Have you followed along with any of that?
Can I do something stupid? Can I plug my book or say no?
Okay, go ahead, quick.
Okay, it's called Eyes on China. It's available from Amazon and Kindle.
All right.
And next week, Paper Dragon comes out.
Very cool. And well, you can contact Mark at freetalklive.com to actually get a real advertising package for...
It'll be more effective than the plug.
For future reference. Thank you, Ian, for the call all the way from China. It sounded great. The third time was the charm. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. By the way, what I recommended that he do to sound better is to call the Echo Test Service. So if you're a Skype user and you've never actually done this, it's the first thing they generally recommend that you do when you install Skype. You call the Echo Test Service. It's a British woman says, leave, you know, some sort of message at the beep, and then you talk, and then it'll play that back to you. So you can then hear what your microphone setup actually sounds like to the person that you're calling. So that's a good thing to do before you call Free Talk Live, because sometimes we don't screen the Skype callers, and sometimes it's to our detriment, like in that particular case. But if we're in the middle of a segment and a Skype call comes in, most of the time I'll go to the call without having done an audio check on them, because most of the time it works out pretty well.
Right, but we're also not doing audio checks on the people that call on the telephone.
True, but the board operator is doing that to some extent, and although they claim sometimes they sound different on the phone than they do when they finally put them on the air.
Right, and you know, sometimes people will be traveling, they call on the cell phone, and then they wind up hitting a bad cell.
A bad spot, sure. So, again, the question is that we were discussing is about takedowns. When somebody asks for a thing to be taken down, some sort of item from the internet, whether it's a forum post or a video or something like that.
Or a random picture that happens to have their house in the photo.
Yeah, it can be a tough thing, because especially if it's attached to something that's important to you, let's say a video that you took in public that wasn't even of the individual in the case that wants the takedown, but they appear in the background of the video, and they're like, well, I don't want to be in that video. Well, the video wasn't really about you. And
right. Ian, you said that you generally, err on the side of taking things down, but I'm not sure that's true. I've seen instances where people, have posted things. They've put threads on the BBS, and you're like, I'm not taking that down. That's the truth as they presented it at that time. Or, for instance, Derek J's victimless Crime Spree, a movie that you produced, has in it video of some woman who's screaming about, you can't take a video of me because I have a kid with me or something, and you can't take video of people under the age of 18.
I don't think it's in that movie.
Is it not underneath
that?
Okay. Well, either way, I'll bet you wouldn't have taken that down because in that same video, her boyfriend punches Derek J.
Right.
Takes his camera from
him. Yeah, there are certain circumstances where it's evident, if it's evidence of a crime.
But most of the time people
like
have asked you to do it, you have said no because
most
of the time.
Well, actually, you don't know because you don't know all the times. You don't know all the times that people have
asked. And also, the video that you're talking about was not a video that Ian took. That was a video that Derek J. took.
I understand. He corrected me on that. However, I'll bet you dollars to $100 bills that Ian would have taken that thing down if he had had the
My general response, if I didn't post it, is that it's not my business. I'm not going to take down someone else's post. If you want to convince Derek J to take down the video that he has posted, then you should try to convince Derek J. But don't use me as your enforcer to come in there and remove something that that you've put up. I wish I could think of, there was another example of somebody who asked me to do that where I decided not to, and I'm spacing out on exactly what it was. It was something related to a Freekeen blog post. But anyway,
there was the blog post that the judge wanted taken down.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and I refused that one. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so it really just depends. Generally, you should be nice about those requests because it makes me less likely to do it. Hour 3's coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.